Welcome to celebration of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all we are doing, we are celebrating the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's prophesy a little, then we will worship the Lord. Amen. Okay, open your Bibles. Let's continue with our study of the book of Daniel. And let this, my sister, I like the way she reads. Read the whole of chapter 2, for that is where we are today. Chapter 2. Let's look at chapter 2. And please, even while the reading is going on, remember that there are lessons to be learned from it. That is all we're trying to pick it. We are not just reading history. The Bible is not a book of history, because it's a living book. If it happened yesterday, it applied to them at that time for the purpose of God. Now, how does the purpose of God get fulfilled in the application of this story in our day? So when you are reading any Bible story, it is not meaningful until you can bring it to yourself. Every Bible story. But watch it, that the book of Daniel, have this at the back of your mind as we read it. The book of Daniel is a continuation or of a revelation of the divine agenda for the redemption of mankind. Part of the divine agenda is an item, or rather a revelation of a process that the world will go through in the course of God restoring back man to the estate he, God, had destined it to be before the fall. And always remember that what is prophecy? Prophecy is history in advance. Amen. Prophecy is history in advance. The order that things will go, God has already ordained it. And when did he ordain it? When? From the foundation of the world. He did not ordain it after he created Adam. Amen. Even the creation of Adam had been settled from before the foundation of the world. The Bible says even Christ was crucified from the foundation of the world. And you yourself, as far as God is concerned, your end has already been determined. That is why there is a book of life with names written. When? The day you gave your life to Christ? No. The day you gave your life to Christ, you are only fulfilling what God had ordained from the foundation of the world. It's exciting to note that I am in the program of God. Not just program of God, but the positive one. Because there is one that Nebuchadnezzar fulfilled. There is one that Pharaoh fulfilled. And it was a program of God. And there is even one that Judas fulfilled. And there is the one that Pharisees and the Sadducees fulfilled. There is one that Abraham fulfilled. There is one that Jacob fulfilled. Praise the Lord. And there is the one that Apostle Paul fulfilled. And there is the one that we are fulfilling also. And it is designed. Not the day you pick microphone and say, "Here am I, send me." No, he had already positioned Daniel from the foundation of the world. And so day, Daniel will answer, "Here am I, send me." Praise God. Do you know that every one of us here, God knows the day we will die. And God knows how we will die. So that when you are reading Bible and you hear, "And God regretted creating man," you cannot put it together to know what type of regret. Is it regret that he didn't know that man would disappoint him? And to start with, was man disappointing him? man was fulfilling a program. And in that program, it includes disappointment. So God himself arranged disappointment for him. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Moses, give me a chance. And let me wipe the whole of these Jews. Then I will start another generation from you. And Moses began to counsel God. Ah, God, don't do like that. Ah. Then God is saying, ah, Moses. Okay, because of this, your advice. Because man advised God. That's a mystery. That's why I love the way William Branham put it. He said, because the Bible says he, God, counsels with himself. He cannot even swear by any greater than him. So he swear by who? By himself. Hallelujah. He is the whole epitome of wisdom. So how can he come to something he created to give him wisdom? So William Branham put it, said, it was the Spirit of God coming in Moses to begin to talk again to himself. It was not Moses talking. It was God talking. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the God we serve. And don't bother your head about anything. Just walk within the light that he has provided for us. Just walk, because everything you are doing, you are fulfilling God's purpose. Nobody can fight God. And so the story of Daniel gives us a picture of part of that agenda. So sister and everybody else, let's read on. Daniel chapter 2. Let's read the whole chapter.
Daniel chapter 2. I read in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams wherewith his spirit was troubled and his sleep broke from him. Then the king commanded to all the magicians and the astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If you will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But if you show the dream and the interpretation thereof, you shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore show me the dream and interpretation thereof. They answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream, and will show the interpretation of it.
Take note, before you read verse 8. Take note. There is a danger here. There is a danger before the magicians, the astrologers, and all the Chaldeans, otherwise known as the wise men. A king had the king Nebuchadnezzar. Remember that at that time, the king had power over life and death. If he has a bad dream, he can decide to cool down his temper by saying, bring me 100 slaves and kill them before my presence. And nothing will happen. Now he had a dream. And God made him, amen, showed him that dream. It was so terrible, he woke up, he was shaking. And now he called them. I believe it's like, because I tried to read that place, it's like he could not remember the dream. God did something. Because if you remember, he would have just called them and told them, see, this is the dream I had. Anyway, even if you remember it, God so made it so terrible, looking before him, terrified him so much, that he knew that dream meant something. And so you have to prove that you have the right interpretation by also with the ability to tell me what I dream. And if you don't tell me, you are finished. Shaddai, Jehovah. So you say you be prophet, Abi? If you don't tell me, you are finished. And it's good though. Sometimes. So you say they hear from God. Prophet who? Enter spirit. So, Pastor John Paul did it one time in this church last year. There are some sisters that go for counseling, gather for counseling. So Pastor John Paul called them. I said, all of you, you do counseling, about six of them or so. That means you are prophets, because it's only those who have the ability to inquire that are called prophets. And let me use this opportunity to straighten something. Please, learn to know your gift and stay in your gift. It will help you better. Where God calls you, that is where God meets with you and trains you, and you grow in it. Amen. And sometimes we leave and start going into some other offices because you are looking for self-glory. Please stop it. I've tried to teach you. I've said it several times. People refuse to learn it. Anyway, like Nebuchadnezzar, Pastor John Paul called them. So you people are prophets. They say, six sisters. And said, okay. Now, so means you have that. If somebody comes to you in the office, and then you go enter spirit, they inquire for them. They say, okay, sit down. Now, this is my back. All of you enter spirit. What is inside this back? Amen. And all of them, this one, all of them said it is this, it is that, it is this, it is that. To even start with, the fact that all of you seated down there, this one see different, this one see different, this one see different, it means you are not operating by the same spirit. And then they look, they say, inside your Bible, inside there is your Bible. Only one sister said, as I enter spirit now, I saw that there is a pause inside this bag. And John Paul finished. John Paul said, only this sister got it. He opened it. It was a pause. So only this sister got it. He said, okay, maybe you will not enter where. Okay, now inside this same pause, there is a piece of paper with something written there. One word is written there. Enter spirit and tell me what it is. Now we must do that. I have a healing gift. Oh yeah, now. See sick person. Go ahead. All of them again. They lost it. That same sister again said, this is what is written there. And then you open the post and show them, that is the sister that got what is written. So that means among all of you, the only prophet here is this sister. Therefore, she's the only one that will be allowed to do counseling the prophetic way. The rest of you, know that you are not gifted. You are gifted with the word of knowledge. And like me, that's why I'm not a prophet. Like me, now when we pray, now you something they show us. It is when we are praying for you, you come and meet me, sit down, and they say, Pastor, nothing they work for me. I will tell you, me say, plenty things not they work for me. So we talk our problem to one another. Because I am not. a prophet. But if you come, now it is simple, but once I start to pray for you, that is when your matter will be shown to me. Now, the fact that I pray for you and then I will get to know what is wrong with you does not make me a prophet. It's the word of knowledge. And don't think that a prophet is better than me, because at the end of it all, the solution will define. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And only to discover a prophet is born a prophet. But the word of knowledge, see, a prophet is born a prophet even if he's a drunkard in a sea vision. If you go sleep over a woman, stand up, whether he bath or he not bath, you go sea vision. He is born with it. He doesn't struggle to enter spirit. He doesn't fast to be able to see anything. He is born. And only to discover that sister was born with a gift. And so, and that the fact that you receive vision, therefore, and you hear, does not, it's not evidence that you have the Holy Ghost. We will not use the gift to know whether you have the Holy Ghost. If not, Balaam's ass, he get Holy Ghost with that. I just want to say that. And so the magicians, the astrologers, because you now claim, say, you have supernatural ability to know things. And so, King Nebuchadnezzar, show me this one, or I know all of you are hypocrites. Continue the next verse.
Verse 8. The king answered and said, I know of certainty that you would get the time, because you see the things is gone from me. But if you will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you. For you have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me, till the time be changed. Therefore tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can show me the interpretation thereof.
Oh.
The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore there is no king, lord, nor ruler that has such things as a magician or astrologer or Chaldean.
Oh.
And it's a rare thing that the king required. There is none other that can show it before the king, except the gods whose dwelling is not in flesh.
Oh, all right.
For this cause, the king was angry and very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon.
Oh.
And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain.
Because Daniel too was supposed to be among the wise men of the king. That was why they were sorted out, four of them among the Hebrew children that were in captivity. So it means Daniel and those three brothers of his, they will also be killed. But it's like, from the discussion, it's like when he called the wise men and the astrologers and all those people, Daniel was not there. Daniel was not there. So it was when they came to gather them to be killed and destroyed, as the king ordered, that verse 14. Let's read on from verse 14 now.
Verse 14. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard.
Because remember, God has already established a favor between Daniel and Arioch. So there was a special favor. If there was no special favor, if we not allow Daniel to talk, he said, we'll just kill him straight. Verse 15.
He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king?
Why is it so, urgent, like that? Eh?
Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel.
You see, that is why I said Daniel didn't know before. He was not there when the king summoned the rest. Yes?
Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation.
I love verse 16. Daniel told Arioch, wait, and went straight to the king. Please, give me time. Amen. When you are sure of your relationship with God, you speak with confidence. Verse 17.
Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercy of the God of heaven concerning this secret.
They would desire mercy.
That Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven.
That simply means they had a vigil. Daniel went and gathered the other three brethren of his and prayed. Hallelujah. I believe it happened after their vigil, after they prayed. Now, when they said that it is in the night vision, that simply means he slept. It came like a dream. But it was after the prayers that they prayed. And imagine that, because he said they should seek mercy of God. They were asking God for mercy to show them the secret that this king desired to know. And after he gathered the three of them and they prayed, he lay down. Why will he lie down? Remember, he was a prophet. Daniel was a prophet. Not just that he's a prophet, he had a relationship with God. Take note, since last week I've been stressing this relationship. And everyone, that is why I say, learn to stay where God has kept you. Because it is only where God has kept you that he will come to look for you. He will come to meet with you. If you live where God has kept you and you go and stay somewhere else, when he comes to meet with you where he kept you, he will not see you, so he will go back and you will remain there on your own. Because we know now, every one of us that God talks to, and every child of God, God talks to you. There are some of you listening to me that you know that if you want to know concerning any matter, you know what to do and God will talk to you. How many of you know that? How many people am I talking to? You know. You are so confident. If I pray like this, if I fast like this, and I go and sleep, he will show me. How many people have that grace? Okay, so I'm talking to people who understand me. Praise the Lord. I was sharing with Pastor Francis and who again in the office. I said, my own. I know when God wants to talk to me. And I can even tell him, Papa, wait, make a go, peace, come back. I will go and ease myself and come back and lie down the bed and say, oh yeah, go ahead. Because I am sure. I am talking to you and God wants to show me something. I will know immediately and I will withdraw from you. Because I have developed it. When you develop it, relationship with God becomes easy. And God showed him the secret. The secret that the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the so-called wise men, they had no power to know. Daniel knew it. Not the Daniel story with the talk. It's the story of salvation. It will be made clear as we go on. Praise the Lord. But I'm giving you reason to follow. Read on, sister.
Verse 20. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his.
See now. See. Listen. Just a moment. Hallelujah. Let me read verse 20 and 21. Then you will continue, sister. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever. This is your attribute. Wisdom and might are his. And he changed the times and the seasons. He removed kings and set up kings. See his attributes. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Read on verse 23.
I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and who has made known unto me now what we desired of you.
Thank you, Lord.
For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter.
Hallelujah. Verse 24, go on.
Therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus unto him, destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation.
You know, when you are sure of the source of your revelation, it brings boldness. Hey, Pastor Moses, how are you able to stand and tell the whole world, ask me questions? It's because I am sure of the source of my revelation. I didn't get it from school of theology. It's not a man that taught me. So why will I be scared? Hallelujah. I think 1 week or 2 weeks ago, I was standing here and Prophet Joseph brought out somebody, and he was deciding, then suddenly he stopped. He said, now tell me, which one do you want to know? Is it about your father, or about your mother, or about who? Which member of your family? Mention it and let me tell you. Do you understand? Who do you want to know about? Is it your father, or your mother, or who? Tell me now. Tell me, which member of your family do you want to know about? Oh, glory be to God. And the whole world was watching him. It's because he's sure of what he don't see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will Abraham, when you don't see him finish, you go see him. He will begin to talk. You will see him talking. You know, that woman of the well, when she came before the Lord Jesus, you will say, and then if that same spirit, that same Jesus is here now. If he's here now, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Will he be able to tell us who you are and where you come from? Before he talk like that, he don't see the angel, they stand. He said, once he see the angel stand, he said, if the angel is standing by his left, he said, you said, let the prayer line come like this. If the angel is standing by his right, he said, no, let the prayer line come like this. Then he's watching the angel. When this one stand, the angel will tell and say, see problem. Hallelujah. And the angel will say, do like this. Then he go do. He said, next. He watch the angel. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Daniel was sure. And you could say, you can imagine a man that has ordered they should all be killed. He has power to finish, kill all of them. Now he's saying, Arioch. Eunuch Arioch. Amen. Deacon Arioch, take me before the king. And let me tell him that there is a God that reveals secrets. Glory be to God. I call him the great encoder of the mystery of salvation. And he is the only decoder of that mystery. Only him knows the secret code. He alone decodes it. And he decoded it in the night vision. Glory be to God. If somebody cannot catch something now to excite you, hallelujah, there is a revelation that was closed. The appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of creation, came down, came through a virgin woman. A woman, the God of creation, came to earth. It's a mystery. The creator of the heavens and the earth, them from eternity to time. Came to identify with his brethren. To fulfill the kinsman redeemer. Man died. Man has to redeem man. Because you are not qualified until you are next of kin. You must be related to that who needs redemption. No man was qualified. And so he, God, had to provide himself a sacrifice. And Apostle Paul said, if the princes of this world knew who he was, oh, they would not have crucified him. Praise the Lord. And up to today, the Muslims will tell you, God does not have mother. Because the mystery is too deep for them to understand. And like he blinded the memory and understanding of Nebuchadnezzar, he also sent Daniel chapter 6, to them, to blinding them, so that see, they will see, but they will not perceive. They will hear, but they will not understand. He blinded them. Why did he blind them? So that they will not understand who he is. Oh, to fulfill his own agenda. To fulfill his own program. Until he finished and he went. And when it is their own time, he will open their eyes. Zechariah 14 says so. And they will say, where did you get this your wound from? He will say, from the hands of my friends. Their eyes will open. So this man that was crucified is our Messiah. It's not your fault. Hallelujah. You thought it to finish me, but God arranged it to save lives. It's to save lives. It is his own agenda. Oh, the mystery of redemption. And so that there is a group of people again today. People are just going to church. The Lord is coming. Jesus is soon coming. Jesus is love. For God so loved the world. And they know nothing beyond that. Listen, church. Praise God. Follow this story very well. And you'll understand something I want to emphasize. The whole world. And a particular Nigeria. I said this. And may this reach the hearing of every believer, every Christian. So that your heart don't trouble for anything. As far as the divine agenda is concerned, I didn't see Islamization in the plan. I did not see Islamization of the world in the plan. Where you should fear is here. And it is not Islam. The person you should fear is carrying Bible. According to this Bible. The person you should fear is presenting himself as a Christian. There is nothing in the Bible that tells us to be afraid of Islam. Islam is another Cain in the hand of God. You reject the Prince of Peace, then you take Wahala. Islam is part of the reason why the world will look up for where we will get peace. They have to get an alternative to the peace that God offered. Then they will fall into the hands of the Antichrist. According to this Bible, we will see it. Hallelujah. That's why I said, listen very well to all the study we put here. For what we are telling you here is not in any bookshop. What we are telling you here, no school of theology is teaching it. Amen. This, what we are teaching you here, is strictly for the ministry of perfection. The ministry of perfection. And anybody who has this opportunity to be here, and you don't see the reason why God brought you here, you are the type that after we are gone, you will say, oh no, had I known. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth because we are saying things here, it is passing over your head. It's passing over your head. And there is nowhere, and I'll prove to you by the end of this teaching on the book of Daniel that we are in the end of the end time. So that you continue to joke with your life. Be running after prophets, after anointing, running from pillar to post, church to church, and unknown to you, we are right in a period that Amos chapter 8 verse 11 that tells us that the time will come that there will be famine. And it will not be famine of food or of any other thing, but the famine of the hearing of the word of God. He said, the young virgin shall faint because of that test. They will go from pillar to post seeking the word, but they cannot get the word. And this is the time. This is not the period where the shortage of anointing. Anointing yafu yafu, but it is the word, the truth that is in shortage of. And that's why when people jam our television station, it is a big relief to so many of these virgins. And if you hear story of how they come across our television, both on the internet and on the satellite, it just lets you know this is the hand of God. And you see them rejoicing. And Pastor Francis, you were reminding me how the sister that came here last Friday, you know, and how that she has been following us since the days when we were in Hosanna transmitting 30 minutes every day. She jammed and said, this one sounds different. Her soul was looking for something. So every day, 5 o'clock, she will rush home to put it because 5 to 5:30 we are on. Until we stopped there, she didn't know what happened again. And still, one day, God jammed her. 4 years now, she's been watching Bright TV and then making her calling and election show. And we didn't even know them. On the television, they are receiving the Holy Ghost. They are following and following everything we are doing, everything we are saying diligently. But those of us who are sitting down here and call, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, but it will not be your portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.